You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Dick McColl says it's a total fluke that his lung cancer was diagnosed before it turned deadly. He suffered blood poisoning in Fiji 6 years ago, and when he went to hospital, scans showed the disease in its early stages.
Almost immediately, I had half a lung removed and some quick follow-up work, and then more or less 4 weeks later, I was home, fixed.
But Dick's case is extremely rare. Dr. Nicole Rankin from the University of Sydney says 8 out of 10 people diagnosed with lung cancer are at an incurable stage.
If we can catch lung cancer much earlier, we know that we can offer people curative surgery or curative radiotherapy.
Lung cancer is the most lethal of all cancers. It kills 9,000 Australians each year, or 25 people a day, which is 60% more than the fatality rate of bowel cancer, which is the second deadliest. Smoking is the largest cause of lung cancer, accounting for 90% of all male cases and 65% for females. Studies from Europe, the US, and now Australia suggest screenings are improving early detection rates for people in high risk. The Australian study also found that detection via CT scans with a low dose of radiation could cut lung cancer mortality rates by up to 20%. But Karen Canfield from Cancer Council Australia says more research is needed.
There's great excitement, there is building evidence, but we still need to do that Australian-focused research to make sure that we roll it out effectively.
Support for screenings is far from universal. A federal government committee recommended against them as part of a review 4 years ago. It cited concerns over costs and raised doubts as to how accurate the screenings actually are. The focus, it found, should be on anti-tobacco campaigns. Dr. Rankin admits the science is not there yet, but says the aim should be for both prevention and early pickup.
Absolutely, because they're targeting different populations. So lung cancer screening will be targeting the older population who are either current or former smokers. Prevention programs are for the whole population.
An Australian trial is set to screen 4,000 current and ex-smokers between the ages of 55 and 80 to learn more about who would be considered high risk. Evan Young, SBS News.
sbs.com.au